Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa, episode 28. I'm anxious to hear about the first one that you bring up that you want to talk about.
The fair. Some of my friends are like, wow, you go to the fair? Yes, I go to the fair, but I like to go to the booths. I don't ride a, I can't stand it. I won't do it. I get sick anyway. I just like to go to the booths and figure out who can rip me off. And I almost fell into the sugar glider trap.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what they were, and I don't know how I've always missed the booth before, because apparently it's like a thing. Every people that were standing there were always like, I come to this booth every year, and every year I'm, well, man, we almost left with two sugar gliders, and I'm really glad that I didn't, because it made me start going to look at the reviews of the company that does it, and because there are local pet shops here that can help you get a sugar glider if you're interested in that. Because there's definitely more involved than just fruits and vegetables to keep a sugar glider alive.
Well, I looked it up because I didn't know what a sugar glider was. Yeah. And this is the first thing it said to me. Sugar gliders are generally not recommended for the average pet owner due to their highly specialized needs, which include extensive daily socialization and a complex diet.
Yeah.
And a large enclosure and a commitment to 12 to 15 year lifespan.
Yeah, Ty was like, I'll be 30 by the time it dies. I was like, this is good.
And you'll be 80.
Yeah. So I'm like,
because you know you'll end up with it.
Oh, he was so mad because he was really betting on getting that. I don't think I've seen him so excited about anything in my life. But yeah, no, they're really selling you a half truth.
Oh, I bet.
Up there, because it's a nice brochure. It's a nice.
Because they're Australian, aren't they?
Uh-huh. They've only been around here for about 20 years. And they are really, really cute. And but they're honestly a little monkey. Yeah. They're a little pocket-sized monkey is what it is. But they need to eat like mealworms, like live worms. They need they need stuff. And I ain't it. And not to mention, like, as much as my husband, like, people leave doors open, that thing would be on Brookside News.
I would be chasing without the sugar gliders down Brookside. Absolutely. With all the traffic and the...
Yeah, it would not work out. So anyways, I almost got a sugar glider. But I will say my friend had just posted like last week. She has a possum that comes and visits and has for the last 2 years.
You sent me the picture of her feeding the possum.
Yeah, she goes out and she feeds this possum and has for the past like 2 years. And just like it's her thing. She goes out and feeds it and it comes to her porch. And I told you.
I know. You're going to have one sooner than later.
Well, Steven trapped one the other night and he came in the house. He's like, if you let this one out in our backyard again, like this is it. Like we're having a talk about this. Don't you dare let, because they get out and they kind of get around of our stuff and mess some things up. So I'm like, okay.
Where does he take it out and let it go?
He was taking it out to the river. So yes.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got a squirrel in my garage?
Yes.
5 traps and that squirrel would run in and out of that stupid trap.
Yeah, they're tricky. They are tricky. So anyways, so that's my sugar glider story.
Wild animals should not be pets.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's the motto of the day.
But I do get to see my monkey this weekend.
You do?
I'm very excited. Porter.
Coming back?
Coming back. I get to see Porter this weekend. So I'm
excited. That's what got you all about sugar gliders. You guys hang out with that monkey in the summertime. And
yeah.
Now you need a miniature one at your house.
I'm very excited to see my monkey boyfriend, Porter.
What kind is he?
He is a, now you just said it. Those little monkeys. Dang it.
Spider monkey.
Spider monkey. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a little spider monkey.
My dog climbs on me like she's a spider monkey. I refer to her like that all the time.
Yeah. Well, wait till you meet Porter and you're like, nope, she's not like a spider monkey.
That's not a spider monkey.
Yeah.
I took my dad to the neuropathy clinic of Tulsa.
Yes.
Which is exciting. He's had it for 18 years since his chemo. And let me just say something about that clinic. They have got to be the kindest people I've ever dealt with. They, from the time you walk in the door, the way they say hello to you when you walk in, like they are genuinely happy you're there. They are so kind. And so I think he's finally going to get some help with all of his neuropathy. That's awesome. Pain, because he's very stubborn and he's also very well, I've been living with it for 15 years. Well, I'll just live with it. Yeah. And I kept saying,
and insurance is going to cover it.
Every penny of it.
That's amazing.
And they do. It's kind of crazy what they do. They actually inject at the base of where the nerve is in your feet, they inject tons of high dose vitamins, mm-hmm. different types. There's like a whole syringe full of them with a needle this long, which he said did not hurt, which is crazy to me. And then you go on this machine and they send electric shocks trying to fire the nerve back to how it's supposed to fire versus how it's firing now. Cause he gets literally electric shocks sitting in his chair, like 20. I counted one Friday, 27 times.
Bless
that he would get
heart.
This electric shock. And so I'm so excited. It's completely changed his demeanor.
Because he knows there's hope.
There's
light
hope
at the end of the
it.
Tunnel.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. And I mean, I highly recommend that place.
So he already started a little bit of a treatment.
He started yesterday. He goes Monday and Wednesday. So he went last week for his consultation. Then he started Monday. And he'll go for 2 weeks. I mean, two times a week. I don't know how long. I guess until they'll keep checking with him. And
ooh, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
I'm
so
happy.
It's
kind of like going to ORU's, the private hospital over there. I don't know if you've ever had to go over there.
Yeah, my mom's had surgery
there. But
they're
so kind. Like, yes. There's just a different vibe than going to some other hospitals.
Yeah, they were like that. My mom had 3 surgeries at that hospital and so kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they are here. The nurses, the reception, like
there's
everybody
just the happiness
couldn't
about it.
Be happier to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a newer building. It's just
nice.
Really pretty. So
okay,
I'm excited for him because I might be joining him on some of his treatments because I have a little. I don't have a bad, but I've got it in my toes and my fingertips from my chemo, which is pretty common. They try to prevent it, but it's really hard when you're getting poisoned every week. But anyway, I'm excited for him because I see a different mindset for him, which is really exciting.
Well, I'm excited to hear how that changes for him.
So that's pretty fun.
Well, I haven't bought one. But I'm curious about it. Have you heard about this new bra called the Rax bra? And it's WRAX.
No.
And this woman invented it. And it's like this strap. The demonstration, they always show it on the outside. And you can go on. I found it on Instagram. And it is like taking the world by storm, apparently. And it's for, heavy-chested women who, obviously, when you exercise, you run, you bounce. It's uncomfortable. Well, it's literally just this strap that isn't super tight, but it goes across the top of your chest and it goes underneath your chest also. The way it sets, it literally just holds you down and stops the bounce. And so, I mean, the orders are, they're sold out. I mean, it's completely taken the internet by storm. I just thought it was really neat because it's a woman owned. She invented it. She started it. Company's going crazy. But it's WRAX bra.
So you wear it over something.
No, that's just them showing how it works.
Oh, you don't have to wear it over anything.
No.
You just wear it
you
that.
Can wear it.
That is bizarre because that does not look like it would do the job.
Nope. And it does. I mean, because they really demonstrate it. Like they show the difference between people wearing it and not wearing it.
Okay, let me just say something
real
quick.
It reduces it.
About the power of social media.
Yeah.
For people that don't have social media pages for their business, as someone that does marketing, social media marketing for companies, and I get pushback from a lot of companies that don't want to be on social media. I'm going to read what they have on here. Due to a social media post that went viral worldwide, all products are now temporarily sold out.
Yeah.
We encourage you to join the wait list so you can be alerted once we're restocked. So, this business, because of social media, just blew up.
Yep. I'll tell you another one that's happened too. So there's a company called Tally, T-A-L-E-E, perfume. It's a girl who works out of her home, and she has done nothing but she basically makes knockoff dupe perfumes, like the highest end perfume, and out of oils and whatever. That Nina, whatever her name is, that I've talked about many times, talked about this Tally perfume. She went so viral that she completely busted out her website, sold out of everything. I did buy like a little travel kit to see how I like this. Very good. I was able to get my hands on that, but it's all sold out. You cannot get it. Everything's on back stock, all because of social media and because of one person. who was
crazy,
who really believed in it, because Nina Poole does not talk about anything. She doesn't try first and absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring some. I'll bring it here for you to just to smell it. It smells really good. It came with like a little set of five. And I do think she has those available, but it's called Tally Perfumes. And I found it on, she's on TikTok and Instagram and all that.
I'm going to actually take this and show clients that don't think they need to be on social media.
Well, go look at, go use that website too, because it is very interesting.
Yeah.
How
it's so true though. I mean, if, I don't even trust a company if they don't have a social media page, because that's the first place you go to check them out.
Right.
Every day, all day. So
all day.
That's crazy to me. It works. Social media works.
Yes.
Give me a call if you need help with your social media.
Yeah. Call crazy. Lisa, because she knows.
It's so crazy to
me. She absolutely knows. What? We were talking about pain, and I sent this to you today, and it was this girl. I don't know if it works, because I shared it on my Instagram too, because I'm like, somebody try it. I haven't had time to try it. And it was this girl talking about, she went down a rabbit hole, and it was a CIA hack regarding pain. She has a whole story with it, but she said that if you close your eyes, and this was a CIA thing, and you look at the pain, like what, let's say it's your knee pain, and you look at your pain, but your eyes are closed, but you look in the direction of your pain, you say the numbers, it's like 55512. Was that the number?
I can't remember.
It's on my story. So it was 55512, I think is what it was. You have to go find it. It's Chelsea_explain is what it is. But it talks about her with a CIA hack, helping pain. So I'm just
saying
curious,
those words help with pain.
Supposedly, I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with, like, you know, your mind and all, but I don't know what it is. You know, I'm always trying to find a way to hack pain. So,
and I'm always trying to find a way to hack sleep.
Yeah, somebody said that in the comments. There were, apparently she has one on here with sleep.
Really?
So, yeah, because that's what prompted this. So go on her page and go look. I sent it to you.
I'm always, you know, I've done 18,000 things to help sleep, and they work for a while, and then they stop working, so I find something else. And so Sunday nights always tend to be a rough night for me, I think, because probably I have a more relaxing weekend than I do during the week, because I'm always going during the week. And this Sunday, I kind of just needed a day of just like chill, and I just hung out in my sunroom and read a book and took it easy. And then Sunday night, time to go to bed, wide awake, couldn't go to sleep. I ended up getting 2.5 hours of sleep. Sunday night was it. And then I saw a doctor that day that said, if you get less than 6 hours sleep a night, your chances of a heart attack go up by like 200%. I'm like, awesome. I'm the girl. And so last night when I went to bed, I'm always reading things to do. I've done all the things. You look up, you look down, you circle around, you breathe in.
Excuse me, headache.
I know, me too. And it doesn't work. And then I've done the breathe in 4 seconds, hold 4 seconds, breathe. I've done it all. Well, last night I had read somewhere that said just talk to yourself and tell yourself that you're relaxed. And
you're like, that's it?
Calm. And so last night, as soon as I got in bed, I turned on my side and I said, man, I'm tired. And that's the last thing I remember. And I got an 85 score. I slept for 7.5 hours. Now, some of it's just being truly fatigued from the night before. Did it work? I don't know. We're going to try it again tonight and see what happens. But I just think it is, because your mind just turns on as soon as you go to bed and you think about everything under the sun. And so maybe because I told my mind I was sleepy, it's believed me and went right to sleep.
It did say, and that number is 5515. It says, repeat this code 5515 over and over until that pain goes away, which I don't know how long that would be.
I wonder if it's the numbers or if it's just taking your mind off the pain.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I will say I have been making a point, and I talked about this before stretching, because I had to stop and stretch at the fair too, because like my knee was hurting. If I do stop and stretch, I put my butt to a wall and I go down and touch my knees, like I just have to do it, and it will help control that pain. Like it just helps the pain. Mm-hmm. And then when I fell out of my car, we talked about how I felt that huge pop.
Oh yeah.
And I know that I had to have burst through a calcium deposit, because I was not able to Asian squat anymore, which was something I'd started doing before I really hurt my knee. And I could no longer do an Asian squat. I am back to doing that this week, which is insane to me.
How many years has it been since you've done one?
it was right before my mom had passed away. So, I mean, what, 2.5 years or so? I mean, so anyway, so yeah, I've not been able to do one at all. Too scared to even try it. So anyways, I'm doing an Asian squat again, and I have had a couple nights where I've done it before I went to bed. I have slept better. I had less pain. And also, if I make sure I sleep with straight legs and not in a ball, because I sleep in a ball with like T-Rex hands.
I know. It's a wonder our hands aren't deformed, yeah. but I do that too.
Yeah. I'm like in a ball with T-Rex hands. And, but if I make a point to sleep straight legs, but that Asian squat, the benefits of Asian squatting is like very good. And I suggest people look it up. And if you can't do it, start teaching yourself to do it, because there is something to it.
I used to sit like that all the time when I taught aerobics. That was like my normal stretch out. And now I can't even imagine how I could ever get down there.
Just start doing it.
But it's got to be great for your hip flexors and all of it.
I will take my arms out and I push my knees out.
Yeah.
And to feel that in my hip flexors, man, I'm telling, it feels so good. And it's been so long since I've felt that too.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something to it. And it helps with my pain. I've made sure I start rolling underneath my feet too. That also, I feel like, helps me rest better at night with a lacrosse ball.
Yeah.
Or a bottle of water.
Frozen, something that's firm.
But there are little tricks. If you just become getting in the habit of it, I think we can help ourselves. But
yeah, I need to try that. I can't imagine my body getting into that position.
I'm going to push you down. We'll see.
Well, then I'll break something.
That position real quick.
I'll pull a muscle and I'll be crippled. Oh, so I did hear this weekend, which is kind of exciting for me, although I don't have liver cancer, but I'm always looking for something. You know, I just keep thinking that any minute now, we're going to have some breakthroughs on some, we all know there's some out there, but you know what I'm saying? So the FDA approved, we're talking about sound therapy all the time. We need to go to that place at Harvard. I want to try that sound therapy.
Yeah.
Because we're finding out it's such a healing thing for so many
things.
It's called histotripsy. FDA approved sound therapy to kill cancer.
I can't believe the FDA actually approved it.
I know. I was watching this doctor and they're using it now for liver cancer. So it basically, they do a sound wave to that tumor, and it's causing bubbles inside the tissue, and those bubbles collapse. And when it does, it's actually breaking down the cancer cells in those bubbles, and then your body just flushes it out.
I'm absolutely shocked that the FDA approved it.
So I'm going to look into of it. But man, for tumors like that, because liver cancer obviously is pretty much incurable. There's not much you can do. They'll do medicine and stuff, but there's nothing you can't really. Unless it's certain areas of your liver, you can't really operate and take part of your liver out unless it's in a certain area. So I know of so many people that I met volunteering that the cancer spread, and it tends to spread there for some reason for breast cancer a lot, and they passed away. And so I just think about, man, if this can help. I just am fascinated with the whole sound therapy thing.
It's very interesting.
I mean, that app that you talked about.
Do you use it?
I've tried it the other night and I got mad at it. And I was like, okay, that's annoying me.
There's a guy on TikTok, and I'll find it later, that's all he does is sound waves. Like, he'll do lives of sound waves, and it's very interesting. I'll send it to you because it's all these healing sound waves. It's pretty cool.
And there's that place that we talked about on Harvard, 51st and Harvard, that you go into a room and people are going in there that's had cancer, and it's a room and they do the different sound.
Mm-hmm. We need to go do that.
Levels with, like, it looks like you sit in a room with recliners and there's like old fashioned monitors down each side of this showing all this wavy lines and stuff. And then they've got music, different sound beats, and it's helping people heal from different
diseases.
I really do want to try it and see.
That TikTok is called Sounds of Pangea, and it's PANGEA. And you're going to look at him and think he's kind of a weirdo, but if you understand sounds and what sound waves are doing, then you're not going to think it's that weird. Okay. So speaking of tumors, so there's a lady that Lisa and I both follow, and I'm not going to name any names just because I don't want to be given an opinion on somebody that this is really kind of a genuine question. Okay, so we've talked about this before where she went in and had that body scan done. She wasn't expecting anything to happen. Well, it showed that she had some kind of cyst on the back of her skull.
Well, it's on her brain,
yeah,
I guess.
On her, yeah. And so, of course, it absolutely
freaked her out,
terrorized her. She's gone to the doctor, finally had her appointment with the cancer treatment center, and they were really expecting, you know, she's going to have to do something serious quickly. Well, come to find out, it's not fast growing. It's very slow. Cancer. It is not cancer. And so they said she's going to have it surgically removed, but she is going to wait until after the holidays so she can enjoy holidays with her kids. The risks involved are facial paralysis, loss of speech. Like, it's insane. Okay?
A lot of really severe potential possibilities.
Yeah. And so I asked the question, you know, well, how long have you had it? Or I think that's what, and she was like, well, we don't know because we don't know how long. We didn't know what to compare it. My question is, like, so essentially it sounds like it's like a fatty lipoma. Kind of, and like, I've had one in my bicep and I have one at my low base of my back, which the doctors have said, yeah, we don't want to ever miss the one at the base of your back because there's so many nerves wrapped around it. We could create you a lot of problems with that. It's not doing anything. It's fine. It's like, my question is, like, why are they racing to remove the, and that's kind of what scares me about these body scans,
yeah,
is
preemptive, man, that maybe, yeah, not necessary.
I'm like, man, this is something, like, I would be like taking pictures of this. Okay, we'll take more scans a year from now. If it's just staying still and nothing is happening,
she has no symptoms at this point.
Yeah, she has no symptoms. She didn't even know it was there. I just am like, man, sometimes things are better left not knowing. You're not gonna, I don't know. I'm just kind of,
and I get it that she wants to go get further testing, but I say she has no symptoms. It's not affecting her in any way negatively.
Nope.
Wait and run another scan in 6 months, a year. And six months, if that makes you feel better, because I get the mental side of it. It's a freaky thing. In 6 months. And then if it's growing, then that's something that you look at.
Yeah.
If it's not doing anything and your symptoms haven't changed, you still don't have any symptoms and it's not growing, then I would leave it alone. Cause you do risk, I mean, there's so many things. Like when I had my cancer and I had a hysterectomy, they literally pulled the entire thing, fallopian tubes, the whole bit out of you whole, because they don't want to break it up. For that very reason, you don't want to open it and then the cancer cells spread. So to me, you're kind of just, I don't know. I mean, it's hard because I get it from a mental standpoint, like, get it out of me. That's how I want it. But I also knew I had cancer. This is not cancer. This is a growth. I mean, I have a friend that has two of them on her brain and she goes yearly for scans because they're not growing. They're not cancer. So leave them alone. I mean, you get in there and you start messing with your brain.
Uh-huh.
It's not the list of her side effects that could happen. I mean, we all have, you take medicine every day and there's a side effects that they have to tell you, but they don't necessarily ever happen. So that nothing could come of it. But I don't know. It feels so risky.
Yeah, like I have a friend from high school that I didn't even realize she was in the hospital. And apparently she'd been going through something really horrible, an infection that they couldn't put their finger on. Well, if I'm remembering right, so she had a knee replacement. She had bolts and stuff in her knee from 20 years ago. And it developed an infection around this bolt. No explanation why. And she went septic. I'm like, there's just so many things that, like, if you can avoid it, avoid it. But you were saying, so they didn't want to take that cyst because they didn't want to mess with that cyst because they didn't want it to spread. But yet when they take a biopsy, it can burst it, right? I mean, it'll cause it to leak.
You're poking a needle into something that could spread or open up and spread. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very.
But then I think about, we were just talking about this light therapy. I guess it's not busting the tumor, it's creating bubbles, and the bubbles are pulling the cancer cells out of your body. That's, to me, is scary because it's got to go through intestines and stomach and everything to get out.
True.
So then do you take something to help carry it out so it carries it out encased in, you know, like charcoal or whatever it is? I don't know.
Bentonite clay.
Or what's the charcoal thing also that pulls out?
When you do charcoal, bentonite clay.
Yeah, and, it's just like, do you then do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's all overwhelming and scary. You know, you have those botanical oils, and the one is, what's the one that tastes so badly?
I don't think they all, I'm okay with them, but they're all a little.
The one that's got the really strong flavor.
Black seed oil? Irish seed oil?
Black seed. Did you say black seed?
The black seed oil?
Yeah, black seed. I thought you said flax. Black seed oil. Yeah. I can't do it. Like, that's, I can't so tolerate funny it. To me. But I did find that you can actually buy capsules that are just like gelatin capsules, mm-hmm. like you buy all your pills come mm-hmm. in, and you can make your own capsules with the oils.
Yeah.
So I'm trying it.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't let it waste.
No, I know, but I can't. And my friend ordered some, and she can't do it either.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to tell her, I'm like, buy these capsules and make your own, and it dissolves in your stomach, so you have to taste. I'm sure you probably get some of the side effects.
Can you maybe just put some in some apple juice or something?
Oh, I don't know. I've tried it. I can't
even making a lot of capsules.
I can't even handle the smell of it. It gets me. It's bad.
Oh, you wimp.
I am a wimp. I can't do taste. Oh, so anyway, gosh. I was pretty excited about the making your own pills.
Well, people do it.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. People do it.
An easier way to get it down.
Yeah.
I guess it absorbs the same. Under your tongue, I guess, is probably the best way to absorb it. But
yeah, but still. Pill form is better than good, not. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're better than not taking it at all, which is what's happening now, because I don't like
and
it.
And I can tell, like, I've been a little lax lately on taking that. And that was something I was extremely, extremely committed to. I still do my black seed, but I feel like maybe I can tell a little bit that I've not been taking it as frequently, just overall, just how I feel. Cause that's something I've just been so committed to overall. Now, I haven't had any allergies come back or anything like that. Just overall, maybe inflammation. Because I wholeheartedly believe that line of stuff has helped me.
Yeah, I had stopped taking mine too. I was doing pretty well, and then I kind of laid off of it. I take so many supplements and stuff, and I don't really feel like I noticed any different since I stopped taking it. But I mean, who knows? I just did blood work today, so I'm anxious to see how it comes back, because it's been about 6 months.
Yeah, because mine perfect. So
I'm anxious to see, because you know I've been trying to heal my crazy thyroid naturally versus taking thyroid medicine. So I'm. If that number's come down, I'm going to be really happy.
Oh, I'll be interested to see that.
Yeah, because I've done it through taking, I upped all my vitamins that really help with that.
Yep.
And also started taking that beef organ supplement every day.
By the way, Lisa's hair, I noticed today, I was like, man, her hair looks really fluffy good.
Fluffy.
It just had a certain
That's how you want your hair to look is fluffy.
Yeah, it looks really fluffy, full. Okay, so two things I noticed. The TV and her hair. Her hair looks really good. Okay. And so Thank I asked you. Her what it was. And what was that stuff called?
Goddess.
It's called Goddess, and it's a red tube, and it visibly looked different. And she said she had something new in her hair, and I could tell. I'm very observant, people.
Yes, you are.
Very observant. And then a TV hack for you guys, because she did this at her house too. You can go to YouTube, even if you don't have a frame, one of those expensive frame TVs, just go to YouTube and put in frame TV,
whatever you want, what whatever kind of you picture want for, you wanted to see.
Like, yeah, so Thanksgiving frame TV settings, and you can just, and you got to be able to have a smart TV and put in YouTube on your TV or something, and put in frame TV Thanksgiving, and it'll still give you frames to play on your TV, and you can just have a Thanksgiving theme or a Christmas theme or whatever, or you can make a custom birthday theme too through Canva. Also, if you have a party going on, so just a hack.
Yep, I love it. I always have it at my house. I even do it, put them on when I'm home, just not having a party.
It's Rocky has his on Christmas 24/7.
Really?
All year long.
And I like some of them because they'll run for, most of them are at least 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So it kind of covers your party. Mm-hmm. And then some of them actually come with music, which is fun. Like I do wintertime, I do snow falling.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's just fun.
And I just ordered some art off of Etsy that you can just print yourself and just have a variety and then frame it. I'm going to see how that goes. Kind of wanted some fun, bright stuff. People forget about being able to buy their own printable stuff so you can have a variety. So we'll see.
I found an artist in Nashville that takes, I want to do so badly, but it's you know, it's a custom, so I know it's going to be expensive, but mm-hmm. you literally send her keywords from your life, like your parents' name, cancer, whatever your life is, your dog's names. And she does this abstract with all those words in it. It's so cool.
I'd be so mad if I forgot one key name.
I know. Oh, you'd have to really think long and hard on all
I
the things.
I expect my name to be in that.
Yeah.
And she said. Yes, in your.
But yeah, I mean, like you would do She Said podcast, like all the things yeah. that matter to you. Obviously, cancer survivor.
Yeah.
You know, all the things.
New Year's Eve ball drop.
Yeah, all the things that's always happened. And then it's you can do it in all the colors and she I writes it all. Like it's almost like she's written it with her finger.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
The way the words are in there, you have to really get up and then you'll start seeing the words.
I
want to do that so bad for my dining room, but I know it's going to be probably crazy expensive.
Yeah. Probably.
So. But a cool thought. And then I was like, wait, could I do that? No.
Probably.
No, I don't think I could. I'm not that crafty with that kind of stuff. I can print it out on a printer and do it that way, but I don't think I could do it. But
well,
anyway, I guess happy fall tomorrow. Well, yeah. Not tomorrow's not the first day of fall, but October to me feels like fall.
I put my October stuff out.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I already got some Christmas decorations today that had shipped to me.
I've got some on order.
I'm already focusing.
I know. I'm ready. So,
I am too. November
1. You guys like, follow, share, She Said, and help us grow the community.
Share it with your friends.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good day.